Welcome to Awake versus Aware, which is a presentation that aims to break the illusions of current events, offer tangible solutions, and prompts the listener to keep their hand off the mind break.
Hello and welcome to the Awake versus Aware presentation taped on March 23rd, 2026. Today we're talking with Jacob and Geraldine. We have Kalis here as my co-host of the show.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Good to be here.
Yeah, and Jacob's from Germany. And thank you for coming all this way out, at least in terms of getting on the Zoom, but scheduling and work, of course, with you know, everybody here in Geraldine. So thank you, Jacob.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and sorry for the scheduling hiccups. It was a little hectic this week.
Yeah. Oh, no, it worked out. Thank you very much for keeping in touch with that. And then, Geraldine, thank you for being aboard here.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm very glad to be here.
Okay, introducing the show to new listeners, the show, this presentation here, I got part of the idea from Melissa Joy's webinars, which she's having a new one, I think, the end of the week, that was talked about in the Matrix Energetic Zoom last week. But the main thrust of having this show is to promote the Matrix Energetics weekly Zoom. And this show is about consciousness technologies. If you go back to our old shows, we talked to other people who do all sorts of mental technology, dream work, shamanism, whatever is most useful, as Dr. Bartlett used to say, and what can be applied in daily life. Just a quick rundown of what Matrix Energetics is. MatrixEnergetics.com is a complete system of healing, self-care, and transformation. It's a transferable and teachable phenomenon powered by intent, which has a physical and observable effect every time. Complete beginners as well as seasoned healthcare practitioners are able to perform and utilize this work to effect change with no waiting and no running of energy. Anyone can learn this skill and practice Matrix Energetics. Matrix Energetics starts with a gentle light touch and the power of focused intent and builds into a new and joy-filled state that can affect life changes. This exciting new tool can be used to heal, to transform, and to create new possibilities. It's very much about transforming your beliefs concerning healing disease and the structure of reality. People can go to matrix-harmonics-systems.circle.so for the most current events in relation to this technological approach. Jacob, if you could give us a quick introduction about yourself, how you found Matrix Energetics, what led you to go to the seminars, check out the webinars, you're consistent with results with it, and then you're the host of the weekly Zoom, which is incredible that people from all over the world come on and work with each other.
Do you want me to go through all that in 30 seconds or
a little more than that?
Okay, I'll try. So
Your time starts now.
Exactly, yeah. I'm a pretty rational person, I guess, much like Geraldine. At least she's a physicist and I'm a lawyer, so we're probably both not naturally drawn to this kind of metaphysical stuff, I guess. I started my first introduction to weird stuff, quote unquote, was EFT, which I think many people are familiar with at this point. And this was like more than 20 years ago. My mother introduced me to it, who's a psychologist. And I went from there. I got a mentor in that year through Gary Craig, who's the founder of that. And she introduced me to Matrix Energetics, although she didn't really follow that path. And then I was studying in a small town in East Germany at the time, But in my hometown in Hamburg, there were seminars with Richard. He visited Hamburg regularly, and that's where I started going to seminars. And that was kind of my introduction to that. And then with these group sessions, way back when, like about 15 years ago, when there was an old internet forum. We organized group sessions, and that was about like 50 people. We couldn't meet up because Zoom, or it was Skype back then. I'm not quite sure if it was even around. But we just took a time in the day, and everyone did Matrix at the same time. About 50 people around the world, just for like 5 or 10 minutes, and that. Were the first group sessions that faded out at some time. And then to wrap this up, last year in June, I was on vacation and just out of nowhere had the thought that I should start this back up again. And I got these circle invitations, and I actually created the account there to set up the first session. On the 23rd of June, that's when I created my account there, which was the day Richard died. And that's how all that came to be. I didn't know that he died at that point.
Yeah, thank you, Jacob. We'll touch base on that again. But yeah, you're talking about the Matrix Harmonic System Circle. It's like a social media Facebook kind of setup, which has been around, I think, since 2024. And we'll get more into that. Geralyn, can you give us your introduction?
Hi, yeah, my name is Jerry Lynn, and I do have a degree in physics. I've had an interest in metaphysical areas all my life, astrology, tarot, and those kind of tools I like to practice with. I've been introduced to herbalism, and I live in Northern California. There are a lot of people here who have more of a kind of a hippie thing going on, and a lot of alternative sort of lifestyles and ways of thinking. And so I've kind of grown up in this area with which has given me more of an open mind. I got introduced to Matrix Energetics through a friend who had created a video to a CD, gave it to me on a CD with just like it was a brief introduction of Matrix. And it was like a lightning bolt went off for me. I was like, oh my God, this is it. This is applying quantum physics in your daily life to affect the world around you. This is for me. This is what I've been looking for. It just hit me like, yes, this is the technology that's for me. So I went ahead and looked into it and found a seminar. I went to my first seminar, I think it was around 2008, down in San Diego. It was with Richard and Melissa Joy, and I did the first two sets or seminars for the initial basics, learning Matrix Energetics, starting with the 2-point technique. And that was a fabulous adventure. I just really, really enjoyed that and felt like I had found something that I w had been waiting for the world to catch up to me. I did do a couple more seminars. I went up to Seattle and did some seminars for field trip work, which was more, you had to have already had the basics, and this was a more advanced level. And then life kind of happened and things were busy for me, and I didn't attend any more seminars, but I did practice with friend on myself and my pets and friends and family. Then just a few months before, maybe a couple years before Richard passed away, he was doing some of these like monthly or weekly on Thursday, he would do these short sort of webinars that you could attend, and those were feasible for me because they were short and I could attend through the internet without having to physically be there. So I had done a few of those, and they were Very helpful. And then Richard Uppin passed away. And I was just about to start to order some of the webinars that are that he had done that were available for viewing. So I kind of felt like, wow, here I am just getting back into it, and our teacher has passed away. And as I listen to other people who are like in the Zoom meetings or getting into Matrix and like Jacob's story, it seems almost as if we were called back into this work right as Richard was passing, almost as if we were there to take the baton in a relay race, so to speak, to carry on the work and the technology, and be able to carry on the knowledge and pass it on to others. And so I feel very strongly and very heartfelt attachment to this work and to this group of people. And so when Jacob started the Zoom meetings, I was like, oh yes, community, these are my people. And I really appreciate being a part of this greater work that we can do in a group, and also just to be keeping up on the technology, because when I often forget about it. I often will go periods of time and not use it at all because I just forget that I have this tool available. So I often need this reminder. So having the group Zoom meetings really has made a huge difference in my ability to utilize and practice using this technology in my daily life. Thank you, Jacob.
Yeah, thank you, Jacob, for
Very
hosting.
welcome. Yeah.
Daryl, it's about 10:51 a.m. right now. How much time do we have left with you?
Oh, I can spend another 20 minutes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, let me get back to Jacob here. And Kalis, did you have any questions for the group here?
Sure, I have one for the physicist with us. I was curious as to just a basic, very basic rundown, for the layperson listening. What sort of elements of the physics that you've spent a good part of your life studying have intertwined with this type of energy work? Is there any particular part of it that you can point to as kind of fitting as a piece of a puzzle, so to speak?
That's a great question. That's a beautiful question. The electromagnetic field, frequency, energy, wave technology is I think the part of physics that is mainly applicable to this, which is why I was mentioned the zero point field. There's a book, I can't remember the author off the top of my head, but the zero point field. In our classical physics classes, and the professors, they'll say, just ignore that zero point field. Like, there's really nothing there. You can't get energy out of that. Like, we'll take our classical formulas and we'll do this thing that we call normalizing, where we kind of do this little mathematical trick to kind of take out the zero point field. And now that I'm at this level, I'm like, oh yeah, that's a really important thing that we just go, oh, let's just forget about that. We'll just estimate. We'll take the volume to find a volume of a chicken, and we'll create an estimated sphere. We'll do the same with a cow. Oh, it's basically a cylinder, So we kind of do this thing in classical physics where we just kind of, estimate a lot of things, and just kind of it's close enough. But in quantum physics, we don't do that. And in electromagnetic classes, we don't do that. We actually look at the whole field. And the basic equation that we use is the Schrodinger's equation, which is a wave equation, and it's sort of a statistical probability equation. And you can add as many elements into that equation as you want, or you can create kind of a closed system where you only take in a few factors that you're looking at. This is the system that I find most applicable between the mathematics and the scientific part of quantum physics, and then transferring that into how it relates to utilizing this in our daily lives. We have found in neuroscience that the human brain is basically a quantum computer. We process so much more in our being than we are consciously aware of. And this is happening in the background, just like quantum physics is sort of happening at this, most people think like at the smaller micro level, like at electrons and particle physics. And that's true. That's very true. But it also is activated, or that's not the word I want to use, is it's the underlying structure for the universe, for everything. And I get really excited about that. So I think I answered your question from taking classical physics and quantum physics, and the wave frequency parts of that area of study is what's most applicable to matrix energetics work.
That's super
Fantastic.
interesting.
Yeah. Thank
Yeah.
you.
Jacob, any follow-up on that or additions?
And I was just fascinated listening to it. I think you could do a whole podcast just with that. But I'm not a physicist, so yeah.
Yeah, we'll definitely have Geraldine back on for a full segment. But Jacob, your own I guess you could call it peak experiences, but what was when you go into the seminar? I've been to some of some of them in the webinars too, but what was the one thing that, oh, this is like sci-fi reality? For me, it was I'm here in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, and we have
Yeah.
study groups, and then I paid for like a quick healing with one of the local practitioners near Stanford. And then, she's doing this stuff with her hands and waving around. I was like, okay, what's going on? And then from across the room, she takes her hand and then like darts it at at me or my head or something. And I just felt something like a pressure push on me. It's like, whoa, okay, this is, I mean, I was
Yeah.
already into this stuff, but just to experience it like from your body in person live is just, it's like you're in a movie or something.
There are a lot of little experiences where reality shifted and stuff, which is all, miraculous. But I would say, I think where your question goes, like my first seminars, just the field there's the way I experienced it was just any question you had was immediately answered for me. You could literally just stand there in the middle of the room somewhere far away from people, think a question, any question, just think it, and someone would come up to you and say, listen, I don't know why, but I really get the feeling I have to tell you this, and just give you the answer. And that there was so much crazy synchronicity there, also with healing, with people we met, some people who are on the weekly Zooms I met on seminars, and those are connections made there and so on. So yeah, other than that, funny reality shifts, yeah, they do happen. I like it when stuff shifts, but yeah, for seminars, the first seminar, I was just, I felt that this was something completely different and outside of normal reality, and was really, yeah, impactful in that way. I knew it was the real deal, so to say, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, we're deluged with a bunch of information, different f other forms of modalities, consciousness, technologies. What stood out, matrix energetics for you two? Whatever in terms of results, daily life application, what made it more different than these other things?
I'll take up that
Geraldine, go.
answering
Yeah.
that first. I think it's more applicable in a way because it's one of the things I love about matrix energetics and how Richard presented it in the seminars was we did a lot of hands-on practicing. He would give us instructions and then we would turn to each other and practice on each other, really hands-on. And there's no wrong way to do it. Since I'm very sort of, left-brained and science, and I want rules, and I want, my left brain wants to control everything. And so Richard does a really great job of giving us a lot of information that keeps the left brain busy and gnawing, chewing on that great bone of all that information, allows the right brain to free up. And I find that playfulness is one of the best ways for me to get in touch with that. And so I find it useful on a daily basis, although I keep track of what's going on with the moon and the planets and the stars, and that helps me, to kind of move through the world and what kind of energies are going on, or what kind of changes, or there's been a lot of letting go recently, and a lot of planets are moving into Aries, and there's a huge shift in the energy as the fire horse year of the fire horse begins, and I'm really sensitive to those kinds of things. But Matrix gives me something that I can apply in an instant at any moment, and it can be really small or it can be really big, and you just got to play with it. Often it's very subtle, but one of my favorite things that I've learned from Richard and from the group is to notice what you notice. So I find, where is my attention drawn? And when I can be mindful about that, I can work with that. If my attention is drawn to something, I can utilize a matrix technology tool to affect that if I want to. Or I can just kind of put it in my, oh, let me just add that into what's going on in the day. So I find it like I can really apply it in the moment. I can apply it remotely, like on the Zoom meetings. I can just think of bring someone into my consciousness and ask them for their spirit for permission if they want for me to work on them and do it remotely. So it's very. It has wide applications to help us individually with our health and to affect the world around us. Those shifts can be felt immediately sometimes, and sometimes those shifts are very subtle and are noticed over time. One of the biggest things I notice about participating in the groups is that it does help keep me mindful of noticing what I notice and keeping the tools in my toolkit fresh so that I'm, oh yeah, I could do this and apply it. And it's fun. And that's different for me. That's good for me to break out into my playfulness because, like I said, I can be so, rules and rigid and science and just the facts, recently I've been applying working with the field. I've had this sort of on the back side of the right side of my head, this sort of heaviness, darkness. My ability to have awareness feels really fuzzy and kind of blocked there. And come to find out now I have some discs in my neck over on that side that are bulging. So I've been kind of playing with that by just grabbing the energy and pulling it out and unwinding it. And that's actually just made a difference. I've been doing that a few times a day now and I've noticed it and it's clearing up. And all I can tell you is that I'm using the matrix energetics field, the quantum field, to do that.
Awesome. Thank you, Geraldine. Jacob, any additions to that with your own experiences?
No, I think that sums it up pretty good. I do the same. I mean, when you experience a 2 point for the first time, I think you just have to follow that and investigate that. You can't, I can't imagine just letting that go and doing something else then. And yeah, other than that, my experience has been similar. I mean, you develop your own style, as Geraldine said, you then just pull out the energy or just notice what you notice, and the style changes, I think, over time. For most people, they don't cling to the old modalities like Windows, which is a technique in Matrix, or yeah, that changes over time. But yeah, what was the question again?
Oh, no,
Sorry.
you answered it. Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
We did have a show doc replaying one of the Vimeo videos that Dr. Bartlett did back in August. So if people go on to rumble.com and look up Cosmic Reality Media on page 4 there, it's the Cosmic Soup show on August 17th of last year. And
Yep.
Nancy is pretty good. She's part of the show, and she's the producer here. She's pretty good of talking to people on the other side, let alone remote viewing and other energy things. And she did talk to Dr. Bartlett on the podcast and reaffirmed a bunch of stuff and how he's doing there. And I've also had my encounters after June of 2025 with him. And so speaking of that, have you guys had any dreams or working with Doc ever since after June?
I definitely did. Very shortly after he passed away, I felt he came to me, and at first I was like, I'm not that active in that. I'm a nobody. Why me? Why is it that I'm having he's come to me? But just accepting that as a teacher and how I felt when he passed away, that I had not participated enough and that I had missed out. And he reminded me that I have access to all time, that I have access to the morphic field of matrix energetics right now. And all that that encompasses past, present, and future. And he really like encouraged me to participate and to be playful in it, and that that I that 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 yeah, I don't know how else to put that. He just really encouraged me to participate and be playful, and that I had not to feel like I didn't participate enough, that I'm participating now, and to remind me that I have access to that entire morphic field as a participant.
Beautiful. Thank you. I know you got to leave soon. Just let us know when you got to go. But if people want to get a hold of you, they can go on to the Matrix Harmonic System Circle, the website I gave earlier, and then they can find you there under your first and last name, right?
Yeah, they can find me there under Jerry Lynn. You know, I'm the only one there is Jerry Lynn Schisser, and I have a big pink flowers icon as a picture, and it says Rising Frequency.
Thank you. Yeah.
And people, if someone wants to work with me, I'm about to, because of this podcast invitation, I am looking into creating a website. And they can also reach me through email at jerrylynn.schisser.gmail.com. And I can work remotely with people. I do work with friends and family, and I'm open to doing that. And I'm actually very encouraged to start doing that on a more formal basis. I can stay a few more moments. There was something else I wanted to say, but I can't think of it right now. So maybe Jacob could jump in here.
With what? What
Oh,
would
I
you?
know what I wanted to say,
Oh, there you go.
Jacob.
Sure.
Because of the Zoom meetings and the participating in a group, and I get this a lot in the seminars too, as someone will do something that I hadn't seen or heard before, or use a technique in a way, and I'm like, ooh, I like that. I'm going to use that. I find that happens a lot. And one of the things I found very helpful in the seminars, and even spoke to this in the seminars, was how I learned so much from the other participants that really helped me to apply and practice. Because otherwise it's just all this knowledge in my head. And yeah, that's great. Okay, like I'm aware of all this stuff and I know about it, but how do I use it? What do I do with it? And the participating with the other people is what really helps that work. So I really encourage people to join our Zoom meeting. You don't have to have already taken Matrix seminars. You can just jump in with us as a novice, and come swimming. The water's warm. One of the things I have hepatitis C, and I needed my liver, and one of the participants had created little tiny flying dragons in my bloodstream to go around and eat up the viral cells. And I have kept this image in my mind for my lifetime, and it did help. Actually, I ended up going through treatment and needed some regular allopathic medicine, but it did help make a difference in my enzyme levels. It actually physically made a difference. So these kind of playful images that we use in matrix energetics, it reminds me to reach back into my childlike self and participate in the universe. And it reminds me of, like, I'm not super religious, but Jesus was like, to enter the kingdom of heaven, you must come like a child. You must be like a child. And so this kind of playful funness and learning from each other. Come join us in the circle. Come join us in the Zoom meetings. We learn from each other and we can practice together. And I'm excited about taking the group into a direction in the future around maybe affecting things in the outside world, cleaning up pollution. Maybe we could pick a site and like work on it, and then keep abreast of the news and see what happens. See if did we change anything. I'm excited about where we could take this in the future as a group.
Definitely rippling out. Yeah, you gave us your information there, how to contact you. We'll definitely have you again for a fuller segment. And yeah, whenever you gotta go, just let us know.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go now.
Great.
I got to get back
Okay.
to my day job. I do environmental chemistry as a day job, and I love it because I'm protecting public health and the environment. So thank you so much for inviting me to this podcast. I really enjoy the podcast, other podcasts that I've listened to on Rumble. And thank you for getting the word out about Matrix. The more, the merrier.
Yeah, this was very fun. Oh,
Yeah,
Jacob,
thank you,
go
Jerry Lynn. Much appreciated for being on here. Thank you.
ahead. And yeah, looking forward to have you back in the group in a couple of weeks.
Couple weeks in April, I'll be
Yeah,
back. Thank you so much, Jacob.
perfect.
Love you guys.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank
Bye
you.
now.
Great, that was
Bye.
fun. So Jacob, with what made you or give us the origin story of starting the Zoom, committing to it weekly, and I guess I can read one of the highlights and then you can tell us about the most recent one. That was pretty profound too.
Well, I gave you the introduction how that came to be. I was just inspired to do that basically when Richard died. I was actually I created an account in the Circle app, and then I was really annoyed because I got all these emails not realizing that he died, and that's why people were posting so much. But yeah. We used to do something similar to this like 15 years ago, and I just, without knowing that he had died, I felt inspired to start this up again. And then it took me, I don't know, a couple of weeks, I think, to gather myself. I could look it up when the first session was. And then we just did that. And I mean, everyone seemed to like it. So they're really. Wasn't a reason not to do it again. And as for it to keep it going, I'm just not a quitter, I guess. Yeah, it's
Dedication, absolutely.
I also get a lot out of it. And yeah, there have been weeks where I was like, why am I doing this again? I mean, it does take time out of the week, which is usually pretty busy for me, especially these last sessions, these last, I don't know, I would say 2 or 3 months where the sessions got more elaborate. That does take time out of the week to prepare, but it's still fun, and it does, to me, it feels like having a full session with Richard. And I mean, that isn't me at all, that's the group.
Yeah, it's diving into the field. I mean, the one you did yesterday was on the Akashic Records. That's just it's still new and fresh. I mean, everybody had pretty big experiences diving in, and one of the people also was able is a regular what is it, practitioner with the Akashic Records.
Yeah.
Maybe you could share with us your experiences with that, maybe putting it together, people's results.
To be honest, this session, I've had a pretty crazy week last week, and weekend as well. I didn't have much time to prepare. I usually have a trial out of state, and I usually do this, have been doing this for the last couple of weeks while I was sitting in a train, which was good. But this week was just, to be completely honest, just too busy to prepare something properly, and I have a backlog of ideas which I can just pull something from. There are like 8 ideas for future sessions in there, and I just felt most drawn to this idea, and then I look into it a little and work from there. And I mean, it's just the framework I do, you know, just the sessions are, I don't know if you explained this in the beginning, but it's about half an hour. We meet for an hour, I would say, roughly, and the session goes on for about half an hour. And within that, I give like 5 to 7 pointers where the session goes. In the beginning, we were just meeting up. Everyone was naming a topic, and we went and did one topic for everyone throughout this half an hour, and then the sessions got more elaborate. And now, which I think is most fun, it's just one topic, and that seems to have the most impact. And I'm sure this will change, as Geraldine just said. It keeps evolving, but yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. And the fact that people can just get on Zoom and then be part of the energy in the field is amazing. Because at first we were doing requests on different healings, job success, things like that. Which, like you
Yeah.
said, we can always go back to that. But it's and as you said, it evolves and change and what comes up and what's inspired. And then everybody has pretty different results, and that's what keeps it fresh. Exciting.
Yeah. And it would get boring otherwise. So, yeah, it has to be changed around a little bit. Yeah.
Definitely. One of the testimonials here I'm going to read from Jared, because I posted about this discussion we're doing, and this was posted 4 days ago on the Matrix Circle. During last week's session and after, I noticed closely held definitions fall away, allowing me to notice change in ways I have been long desiring. Everything has changed. It's one thing to comprehend intellectually. It's a whole other thing to embody it. I didn't feel like I needed a whole lot of things to change. However, the definitions of why I felt this way, of why I felt the way I did about a lot of stuff I closely protected and was so ingrained I had no idea. 2 weeks ago, the topic was putting down shields to see what's underneath. 3 days the following week, I found myself able to feel feelings and cry in a way I have never before and long wanted to. I cried happy tears for the first time. Everything is okay. For years, I thought, quote unquote, doing was the answer to moving along. If I just accomplish this, then I will be fulfilled. However, this was not the case. Instead, opening up to what's beyond the surface and allowing that to leave clear the bottleneck. The new perspectives that I fought for years to arrive to now no longer competes with the old. I am whole, opposed to fracturing myself into pieces that compete for attention. It's refreshing. Every week I am relaxed afterwards and in a state of gratitude for receiving everyone's time and heartfelt love that is generated in the state of group consciousness we achieve. It's nothing short of miraculous every time, a true powerhouse of revitalization. Entities beyond the veil consistently make their way through. Don't they always anyway? However, it's clear when we are in the group. In 2011, at the age of 22, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. By the grace of God, I no longer deal with the symptoms, nor do I take medication. No, nor do I take any medication. Last year, sitting in my car right after a weekly session, figuring out where the next chapter of life brings me, I had a breakthrough. Symptoms have long passed. However, I have never used that word before. I realized I gave myself the ulcerative colitis. I sat in disbelief, knowing it was not something I would think. Divine inspiration. I felt freed. It still gets me emotional knowing when I can be okay with being okay and simply let go. What's to come will only build on everything, and that excites me. It's nice being able to feel a few tears on a moment's notice. I'm okay and no longer wonder what lies beyond the surface. Thank you, Jacob, and everyone who attends weekly. Let's keep this going. Yeah, that was great. I mean, Jacob, you
that's
said that
testimonial. Yeah,
yeah. That's we got to tell Jared. Thank you. Next time we see him. But yeah. People have been sending you various testimonials over the months, and of course, people share at the end of the process that we go through. For me here in Pacific time, it's like Sunday, late morning, like 10 a.m. And yeah. You do a weekly post and email. Maybe you could explain that, how the process of, like, you post it on the Matrix Circle. You also email everybody. There's also recordings available as far as the participants. If you could talk a little bit about that.
Well, I'm not doing it professionally. Everything I do there is, I don't know. I came up with it. And as you noticed, I'm still learning the Zoom controls and so on. But yeah, generally I post an invitation in the Circle app, on the Circle forum, and I send out emails to all those who want to get an email as well. There are about 50 people in the email list, I would say, right now. And then I send a reminder email, which is pre-programmed, usually 24 hours before, unless we have a time difference, because you guys had your time shift before we do next Sunday. And that's basically it. Then I prepare the session and we log onto Zoom. For me, it's Sunday evening. For me, it's Sunday, 7 p.m. Yeah. What did you want me to get into?
I guess at this point, anything I haven't covered yet that you want to talk about, your own experiences, other people's experiences that were highlights?
As I said, for me, it feels pretty much like having a full session with Richard. And to me, this field of it's very different than to doing it on your own, because I said this in the group, I quite often see stuff which is impossible, like in dreams, you know, when you see impossible stuff happens in dreams, which you usually don't think about when you're awake. Do you know what I mean? Does it make sense at all what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I've gotten those. Absolutely.
Okay. And I get those frequently during these sessions, these group sessions. And that's just, I think, the field effect of many people doing it together. And that's quite remarkable. And now it just bleeds through to daily life. I have these holosets, you know, my background in the Zoom meetings, those are holoset modules. I have those as a screensaver on my second screen. And just like 2 weeks ago, it's really freaky. They became three-dimensional on my screen. I just perceive them differently now. Just happened. And I hear a lot of stuff like this from group members who write to me afterwards and tell me what those sessions meant for them, or what insights they had, or long-standing stuff that dissolved and stuff like that. And yeah, it's quite similar to me. Also, what Geraldine said in the beginning, it's a really nice reminder to use this stuff. I've been using it ever since I got first into it, but this deepened the work. I'll definitely say that.
Yeah, same here. And people can just go on Amazon, type in Matrix Energetics or Richard Bartlett. The books are there. They're even in your library, Barnes & Noble, the local bookstore. They can order it for you. And I think, I don't know what the update is, but if you go to the Matrix Harmonic System Circle, the link I gave earlier, you can contact Kay and possibly order some of the webinars online, which is far more extensive. So people can try to do that. And then if people want to get a hold of you, they can go to the Matrix Harmonic System Circle site. You're there as Jacob, and you post weekly there for the Zoom link and the details. Gorgeous graphics. And we thank you for that you do this weekly and consistently. And I think we covered pretty much everything. Is there anything else you wanted to? The thing is, people have to be there to experience and know what we're talking about, this whole holographic thing. And the way I've talked about it in this show, the other shows, is that life is a waking dream. We know about the simulation theory, the holographic universe, things like that. But the experience in your nervous system, in your body, that's where it's at. And then to share it with this amazing group around the world is just totally next level, right?
It's that, and it's also not only in yourself, but in your reality, and having it bleed into your reality and affecting your reality, perceiving situations in your life differently. I mean, I'm not a healer, as I said. I don't have any healing tools. I use it mostly for very different stuff in my daily life. But it's so much fun perceiving reality differently than to just, oh, this is a piece of wood and that's it. With this, you can see the matrix behind it. It's a bit cheesy to say, but you know what I mean. It's tremendously fun, just and profound at the same time, I think. So everyone should get into something like this, even if it's not these Sunday sessions. I can recommend it.
Yeah, they're very simple to do, and they even talk about in the books that even a child can do this, because a lot, I mean, obviously Western culture conditions us and we're raised to come from the mind and the head and the ego. But if we bring that center of awareness to the heart space, the heart area, the chest area, which vibrates out the most power, and as per Dr. Bartlett's most recent webinars, it's a torsion field, it's a gateway, a portal, the heart center, and many modalities have come out of starting from that space, and Matrix started all of that. Recently you guys have been playing, or thanks to Daryl, Melissa Joy Johnson's MJoy videos, which is very similar to Matrix. It's complimentary. I've been to her seminars, webinars, and have her books too. It's melissajoy.com. Melissa's with two S's. She does have something coming up, which I will read after Jacob, whenever you need to leave, I'll read her upcoming webinar. But I think we pretty much covered it. We gave people where to start, where to go, to get the books, how to get started. Anything else you think we should cover?
People can also write to me directly. I have an email address made for that. It's matrixsundays@pm.me, a Proton mail address. And they can, if they want to have an invitation, they can write to me there directly. I think it's useful to have some idea of metaphysical practices in general, but there have been also some people who are very, very new to this. So Nancy and Kalius, why aren't you there?
Exactly, yeah. Kalius, did you have any questions since your name has been summoned?
I was curious. And again, only share what you feel comfortable sharing. I think in your line of work, it's good to keep the cards close to the chest. How has your experiences with all this impacted your work? I know in such a dynamic field, socially speaking, especially like in the courtroom, for example, how has this, has this type of work enhanced your own abilities with your day job, so to speak? Have you ever noticed any sort of interesting little synchronicities? Like, say, for instance, when you're doing what you do.
I can cut you off right there and tell you, as I said before, I've been doing this since I was a student, So I went into the job doing this, and I never stopped, and I worked with Richard on cases. I'm relatively com I wouldn't really tell you my last name right here and give you all the details,
Oh, of course
but
not. No.
I use it on a regular, so I'm a defense attorney, and I use it on a regular basis in court, in cases, to help clients, to protect me. As I said, I worked with Richard on some really, really tough cases. I have clairvoyant friends, and their insight has been tremendously helpful. And as I said, I went into this, I'm a rational guy, you know, one of my biggest challenges is getting into the heart, and I spend a lot of time just in the mental space. But it's incredible when I ask clairvoyant friends for help with a case. They don't know anything about the case, and they just go in and they're like, "This witness will break. Please make sure not to give anything away before you question that witness." And that just works out. So I use this in not every case, obviously. I've been doing this job for a while, and but in every case that matters. And quite often when I'm driving to court, I usually summon the tools I have or feel into it and feel if there's anything that can shift. So I use it all the time, yes. And it's fun.
No, that's fascinating. No, I appreciate you sharing that. And yeah, it's kind of what I expected to hear, honestly.
Richard told me about another lawyer, a female lawyer in the United States who was doing this as well. I don't know her name. If she hears this, I would love for her to connect. But yeah, it's especially in my line of work, which is can be quite brutal sometimes. There are a lot of interesting energies flying around. Try sitting next to someone who killed someone, and the family is sitting in the courtroom. You know, there's you're gonna want to protect yourself, for instance. Yeah, that's tremendously helpful.
No,
And the
that's fascinating. Fascinating.
insights you can get are, yeah, also profound. And sometimes I can't see past lives, but there's certain stuff where I think this is kind of strange. What is going on here? And then I ask those clairvoyant friends of mine who I mentioned before, and they just go into it and they're like, "Yeah, well, maybe this is how it's supposed to be. Don't get worked up about it." And yeah, stuff like that. It's really, really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And many thanks for sharing that. That's
Yeah.
phenomenal.
And you got all the tools
Yeah.
for the quantum court, right?
I do have quite a lot of tools made for that, and I got some in seminars actually. I got some from Richard. I got some from other people through shamanic journeys, but I do have tools. Yeah, I do. Last Wednesday, actually, I had a really shitty day in court on Tuesday and on a trial out of state. And I had to spend Wednesday there because Thursday was the next trial date. And I spent the whole Tuesday afternoon actually just doing stuff like this to get myself out of the state and to influence that. I spent most of Wednesday writing motions for that trial. And while writing motions, I kept doing matrix stuff, for lack of a better term. Yeah. And then I had a really good day in court on Thursday, which was very exhausting, but which was really, really good. With, by the way, lots of fun synchronicities. So the beginning was the prosecutor lied to me about a verdict which wasn't published, and he told me, listen, this verdict says this, and trust me with this, you don't have the right to do this. The case number of that w verdict was 333. And I got that verdict and found out that he lied to me. And there's another verdict which says something important about this case, which also coincidentally has the case number 333. The Thursday morning when I paid my hotel bill, it was 333 euros. I then got a cab to get to the courtroom, which was cab number 333, obviously. And when I got into the cab, there was a newspaper on the seat next to me with the German word luck in huge letters. And there were lots more synchronicities like that. But that's just what happens when you do Matrix for half a day before a trial and not just for 5 minutes.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's the waking dream and how it aligns and tells you whether you're on the path or not. And that when I see those things, it's like, yeah, because Melissa has a thing like I think it's field 1, 2, 3, and that's like your life's purpose. And then all throughout the day, I'm seeing 11:23, 11:32, like just now
Yeah.
here, 1, 2, 3. It's just amongst the 11:11 and the triple threes and triple twos, whatever, that we're, deeply connected to our innermost self, higher self. And I mean,
Yeah. And I mean, everyone can do this,
yeah.
you know, and that's, and just listen to Jared's testimonial there, which gave me quite a boost to prepare the next session, to be honest. It's, yeah. It's really profound what this can do to people, and yeah.
Yeah, we're multidimensional beings. This is our birthright. This is our heritage. The tools are there. Children know how to use this. They have access to it. We can get back to it. It's very all very simple, and not easy. We have to get out of our own way. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
So thank you, Jacob. Tell us again, the ways people can get a hold of you.
Well, I'm Jacob in the Circle app, and I post the invitations there weekly. And other than that, you can write to me directly at matrixsundays@pm.me.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
And yeah.
Yeah, whenever you have to leave, you can. I need to read here. I want to talk about Melissa's latest webinar. If you want to stay further, if you have to go, no problem. But the show is sponsored or held together by cosmicshungite.com. And Melissa, under the Melissa Joy Johnson, who co-taught with Dr. Bartlett here. Trying to find where I put it, posted it. She's going to have a webinar. Oh, when is this? I think it's later this week. Let me just read a little bit. It's under the Matrix and Beyond, or yeah, Matrix Beyond with Melissa Joy. What if trying less changed everything? There's a kind of transformation that doesn't come from trying harder, not because effort is wrong or intention is bad. Or discipline doesn't matter, but because most of us have been gripping for a very long time, gripping our stories, our identities, our ideas about what needs to change and how it's supposed to happen. Matrix Energetics Beyond is an invitation to explore what happens when we loosen that grip just enough to notice something new. We'll explore some of the quantum principles that quietly change everything, how observation participates in reality, why, quote unquote, I don't know, is not a failure, but a doorway, and how the field of the heart creates a more stable platform for transformation than the mind ever could. It's an experience. We'll also talk about the parts that often get skipped over, the subtle ways we bypass, the ways we use surrender to avoid showing up, the truths we sense but haven't quite named yet. Joy as navigation, resonance as information. Transformation that doesn't require pretending everything is fine. It's about remembering something you already know, but may not be living from consistently. That change often happens most cleanly when effort steps aside and curiosity leads. Come curious, come honest, come exactly as you are. And I'm going to put that in the matrix dash harmonic dash systems dot circle dot so site. And I put the link there. because I got it from the mailing list that she has. And she says, well, everyone's welcome to join wherever you are in the world. This session also includes special consecutive Italian interpretation as gifted or offered as a gift to our Italian speaking practitioners. And from Melissa Joy, melissajoy.com. Yeah,
it's
so
Wednesday already, I think.
Yeah, I didn't see a date here. And I don't even think it's an official site, but you got it, right?
I just looked it up. It's actually the day after tomorrow, Wednesday already. Yeah. Hold on. I just posted it here in the chat.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we'll get that up in the podcast description too and details, and also list your information there. But this was really fun. Thank you, Jacob. Hope to do it again.
Thank you for
I know you're crazy busy, but again, people can contact you, be on the Zoom and talk to you there. It's loads of fun in how we explore the multiverse here.
Yeah, thank you for being part of the group. And looking forward to see you again Sunday.
Yeah, and maybe in Melissa's webinar too. But Sunday for sure. And people can also get the webinar and then just catch the recording later, and you get just as much access as time and space are illusions. So we'll see you guys on Sunday with Jacob. Otherwise, this shows up on Rumble at the Cosmic Reality Media. Thank you, Kalis, and thank you, Nancy, for participation here too.
Absolutely. And thanks again to Jacob. We appreciate your time, and hope to see you around Matrix Energetics.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right. That's a wrap. Thank you, guys. We'll get this up as soon as we can. Let me see. Yeah, Nancy will stop the recording on her own. So, Jacob, whenever you need to leave, no problem. I think it was a really good success. Yeah. That's what's fun about this. It's like we don't go all over the place, but we get to the fun stuff and hearing about your experiences and, you know.
And absolutely, thank you for promoting the group. It's, I think
long overdue.
Can only get better when more people join, and so
absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. Yeah, it was very fun, and thank you for making time out.
Thank you, and have a nice Monday morning.
It's have a great day.
Here, but thank you.
Have a good evening. Thank you, sir.
Bye, and right. Nancy, Kalius, come check out the group if you like, if you have time on Sunday mornings.
Absolutely.
I totally plan to.
Okay. So thank you very much for having me, for promoting this. And please do send me a link when it's up.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll post it in the group and I'll send it to you too. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right, take care. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to Awake Versus Aware, a production of CosmicReality.com. Thank you for listening.